Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Lord, I can't communicate what needs to be put across this morning, so please help me. These are spiritual things from your word for your people, so please, would you do your work for your glory? Amen. Now, I've asked some mums from church to tell us what we can be praying about for them. And these are some of the things that they came up with. Now, children, on your worksheet, as I say some of the prayer requests they've got, see if you can circle the picture that best describes the prayer that I'm saying. So here we go. Prayer request for my children returning to school, that they won't become anxious. Did you find that one? For me not to worry. One mum asks, for our loved ones who we can't see at the moment, grandparents and elderly relatives. For other women that might want to be mums but can't. For us mums not to feel like everything is on our shoulders. For mums that experience sad things and don't have homes that they feel safe in. For families with special needs. For wisdom in how to guide teenagers, especially with education choices. To respect my adult children, even when I don't agree with their choices. To accept God's will for my grown-up family. Here's the last one. To create an environment where my children can learn and grow. There's a lot to do in life. Maybe, kids, you feel like you have a lot of weight weighing down on you with schoolwork or tricky friendships at school. You might ask, how can I do everything? Now, I think that we all feel sometimes like we're carrying a big weight. This is my backpack that I use for going on walks. Sometimes I put too much in it. The different things that we have in our life can be a weight weighing us down. And I think mums are a particular category of person that carry a lot of different weight. Sometimes even the small things in our backpack of our life, they're all together, can add up and we can feel like it's too much. But Joshua is a fantastic book to help us with this. Joshua asks, how do you get to the promised land? How do you get where God's taking you? Well, Israel have been wandering in the wilderness with Moses leading them for many years. The Lord chooses Joshua to take over from Moses. God is going to give them the land he's promised, which is on the other side of the river Jordan. God promised it to Moses. God promised it to Abraham before Moses, back in Genesis. Children, on your worksheet, you've got a picture of the promised land on a map. Can you colour in the river Jordan? Can you find that and colour in the river Jordan? And then, can you colour in the promised land? You can keep doing that while I carry on talking. Why did God want to give them a piece of land? Well, it wasn't just a nice area at the end of the Mediterranean that he wanted to give them. It was a picture of the land that God wants to give to each person who trusts in Jesus, of the heavenly country that he's taking believers to. That's why it says in Hebrews 11 verse 16 about Abraham and the other believers, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So if it's a picture of the heavenly country, what does Joshua learn? Well, I think Joshua and the Israelites learn this. God will give them the land. Children, can you fill in the words in the gaps on your sheet? In verse 3, it says this. God says to Joshua, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. So it's God who will give the land, and Joshua just has to receive it. And in the same way, it's God who does the work of taking his people to heaven. We can't cope with all the different things in our backpack. We can't cope with it. Things like saving our kids' parents, we can't do that. God has to save our kids. You don't have the strength to make your child believe, or the ability. Or actually, none of us has the strength to carry everything in our backpack, but God is the hero rescuer. We're to depend on his strength. Take a look down at verses 6, 7, and 9. Do you see the repeated words in those verses? What are the repeated words? Be strong and very courageous. Oh, I need that courage. I wonder if you do too. God tells Joshua not to be afraid. There'll be scary times as they go into the promised land. They'll face enemies. We will face difficulties as well on our way to the heavenly country. We're not clever enough, strong enough, capable enough for everything. Joshua was told to command the people to make a big deal of God's word as they made their way there. So our job, if you look down at chapter 1, verse 8, is to keep God's words in our minds and on our lips. He said to Joshua, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Children, do you have a favourite Bible or storybook about Jesus? Write your answer on your worksheet. And where do you like to read it? Where's your favourite place to read it? Write that down too. You know, adults, we perhaps use a daily Bible app. Why not check out the daily Bible apps on your smartphone? Or just read a good old Bible like this. We need to get that into our minds each day. We need to have God's word on our lips. It affects how we speak to other people and think about our life. Now, kids, if you've written down your answers to your favourite story, Christian storybook, why not now? Can you draw for me on your sheet a picture of you and Jesus next to you lifting a huge rock? You're lifting a huge rock together. Maybe you're carrying it up a hill. Can you do that while I carry on talking? You can listen as you draw. So God is going to give this heavenly land to everyone who trusts in Jesus. He's promised that. Now, if Jesus is taking you to the heavenly country, he will also give you the strength to do the smaller things on the way, the things in your backpack. I want to say, where God leads us, he will provide for us. Maybe you've got some difficult calling, something difficult in your life that feels too big. In my experience and the Christian experience of many people, the things God asks us to do, he gives us the strength as we need it. We should never say, do I have enough strength to do this thing that God's put before me? Because he'll give us the strength as we go. I wonder, do you know that the name Joshua is actually the name Jesus? Maybe you know that. Let me explain it. The name Joshua in the Hebrew is Yeshua or Yehoshua. Now, if you translate that into the Greek in the New Testament, New Testament's written in Greek, Jesus is the name. They're the same thing. And Jesus is the word that's used for Jesus in the New Testament. When they translated the Old Testament into Greek, they used that Greek name for Jesus, Jesus, for Joshua. You see, Joshua and Jesus are the same, they're the same name. They're the exact same name. And they both mean he saves. So Christians for years have realized that Joshua, he who saves, is a picture of Jesus that God has given us. God is making the point that only Jesus can lead us to the heavenly country. We can't lead ourselves. Only he can lead his people. God wanted a little savior, Joshua, in this book that we're going to be looking into over the coming weeks, to be a picture of the great Saviour Jesus. So as Joshua takes them into the heavenly, as Joshua takes them into the land, judges the nations, and they fight against the foreign nations, it's a picture of how Jesus will judge the nations and give the land to his people. Jesus leads his people to safety. And I think it's really helpful for us to remember that we can't carry this on our own. So I'd love us to say these words together. They appear on the screen now. Will you say them with me? I need a saviour. There's such power and a release in that. And if you're not yet a follower of Jesus, will you let him carry your load for the first time? You aren't designed to be able to carry this on your own. It's too much for you. It's too much for every one of us. All of us need to see that we can't run our lives well. And that's the first step in getting help from God. So let's wrap up now. And children, I look forward to hearing how you've got on with your worksheets. Maybe you'd like to get an adult to send me a picture of what you've drawn of you and Jesus holding that weight together. Let's wrap up. We can't serve everyone in our own strength. We can't save ourselves. We certainly can't save our family. We're just going to be signposts to the God who leads us and who's in control. One way we can do that is by keeping God's word on our lips, speaking it, knowing it. We can depend on his strength. And the prayer points that were shared, thank you, mums, for sharing those. Church, let's be praying those things for our wonderful mums in our congregation and for the women that have maternal roles looking out for children in our church as well. And will the Lord bless you today. Amen.